32. I'm riding home on the number 4 bus after Jolly's one night when I catch one of those waves of my father. It just goes by in an instant. I look back and I don't even know what it was. A store going past the window or somebody's sleeve on the bus. I never see it fast enough. But then my mom comes into my mind and I think how it was back then with all the vagueness of my remembering.
It seems like LaVon has been thinking about her father a lot. I think that spending time with Jolly's children is reminding LaVon of her own childhood. And maybe the fact that Jeremy and Jilly don't have fathers around brings back LaVon's own memories of growing up without her dad. Let's keep going. We're on the second paragraph on page 81, which begins, "What my mom did."
What my mom did is like a foggy photograph, like one you might think you dreamed. I don't even remember her at first. At first, when it happened. Then I remember her huge. She got huge, like she multiplied. I never figured it out, but she was big. I don't mean fat. She's average, you could say. It's a bigness about her she got some way, not a bigness she could diet off. I remember thinking, in first grade, the other kids had little moms, their little voices, their little hands, even little shoes I think they had.